Would you stand? Abel, would you kneel with me? Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we are indeed grateful this day for the many blessings that we've been given, for the opportunity we have to separate ourselves from the world, to come apart. Pray that your blessings would be poured out upon us. Pray for our brother Bill as he would preach this night, that you would bless him, that you would give him liberty of speech and expression, that your message would flow from him. I pray that you'd bless us as we have the opportunity to and the responsibility to hear and to listen, to weigh and to consider, that you would take that part which we need individually and that you would take it to our hearts, that it would do its work. I pray that you would continue to bless our brothers and our sisters that are sick and afflicted, those that were unable to come today. I pray that you'd be with Don and with Brian and their physical needs. I pray that you would give them relief, that you would give them strength, that you would continue to enable them to accomplish the purpose that they have there, that you have sent them for. And Lord, that you would receive the glory, that you'd be with Aunt Wanda and bless her. As she prepares for surgery, and that all things would be taken care of in her hand. And Lord, that you'd bless Phyllis Wilk and her husband Stan and those that are suffering from cancer, LaVita Reed. Bless our brothers that are there visiting among our people. I pray that you'd bless your church in all of its parts, wherever it might be. Strengthen us against the powers of this day and put our feet on the path and our minds to the task that lies before us, I pray. May we have your strength. May we have your help. I pray as well that you'd strengthen us against the forces of our enemy and that you would shelter us from his power. And we do ask, Lord, that you would accept of our thanks for all the blessings that we've received. We are so grateful, Lord, for your watch care over us. Pray that you'd strengthen our love for one another. And we do ask these things in the name of Christ. Amen. We are going to use hymn number 211. Please stand. It's good to see all of you here this evening. Some of you made your journey today. Glad to have you here. I hope that you'll give our brother Bill your careful attention. It's very important that we really try to apply the Word in our life. And I know that part of every sermon, there's something there for me. May not be the whole thing. But I've found that the longer I live, the more in tune I can get. And how do I do that? I pick up my books and I follow along when someone's reading. And I take the time and try to make sure that when my kids are talking to me, I get them to hush up. Kind of hard when you got little ones, but you work on it the best you can. Somehow I try to stay in tune. And I hope and I pray that you'll give our brother tonight that kind of attention and that you'll do the best you can to stay with him, because somewhere in the middle of it, if you're prayerful, the Lord has something for you that you need to hear. And so I ask that you give our brother Bill your careful attention.
Thank you, Joel. Well, between Joel and I, we're going to take up about 2 hours. My sermon this evening, I guess if you put a title on it, I put at the top of the page anyway, it says, Get Closer to God. And so I hope that I can, by the end of this sermon, I hope I can give you some thoughts and some ideas that will help you to become closer to God. And I think that's the goal that each one of us have in our lives throughout each day. I doubt that there's anybody here that's satisfied with their position in life. We know that we have problems and faults, things that we need to overcome, and areas where there's always room for improvement. And I hope that this particular thought that I want to present to you is something that works for you. I tried it, and it's just a little something that when I present it to you, you're going to probably not think too much of it. But I want you to hear me out and understand, hopefully, my reasoning behind it. In the last couple of weeks, I've made it a point to spend more time in prayer. And I really made a very conscious effort to spend more time in prayer with God, talking to God about primarily the things that I present to him are the needs that I can remember from time to time of brothers and sisters, especially. The typical things, the work of the gospel, the spreading the gospel throughout the world, our own personal righteousness in hopes that we can each day draw a little bit closer to God. And my thoughts went to a scripture that I want to present here at first. It's on page 399 in the Book of Mormon, in the 14th chapter of Alma. And this is a scripture about prayer. And I want to start reading in verse 103. He that repenteth and exerciseth faith and bringeth forth good works and prayeth continually without ceasing, unto such it is given to know the mysteries of God. And I want to stop there. I don't think it's our desire that we primarily know the mysteries of God, but it is our desire, I'm sure, to draw always closer, that we could be in that position and close enough to God that He would not only reveal things to us, but primarily that He would hear our prayers, and that He would do, like it says in the fifth chapter of James, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We want our prayers to avail much. And what I'm finding is, in my prayers, I don't really need to pray anywhere near as much for myself and my problems as I used to. And that might sound kind of funny, but what I want to emphasize is the fact that by staying in tune with God and by talking to Him more, it automatically brings you personally closer to God, to where you don't have to concentrate on your own particular problems near as much. I'm sure you still have to do it, but you don't have to do it as much. When you're in tune with presenting the needs and the problems of brothers and sisters, you automatically become closer to God just by doing that. And one of the interesting things here is there's just, this particular scripture tells me there's so much more to our prayers than just praying. We have to be working towards being that righteous person so that our prayers are effectual. And just this verse calls out for repentance. I think most of us have done that. But we must recognize that we need to do that on a daily basis. And maybe even more often than that, whenever we offer a prayer, one of the things we need to pray for is that the Lord will reveal to us if there are things in our life that need repentance that we don't recognize. Sometimes there's things we just don't want to let loose of. It mentions exercising faith. And when I think about those words, exercising faith, to me that is more than just having faith. This is putting faith to use in your life and applying it in your life, exercising the faith that the Lord wants us to have in Him. The third thing that it talks about in this verse is good works. It's certainly something that is required. We can't expect our prayers to be as effectual as we want them to be if we don't have the other things in our life that can justify our presentation of our prayers to the Lord. If we pray and pray and pray for somebody else, but yet we know within our lives that there's something that isn't right, you're wasting your time. If you accept those things in your life that you know shouldn't be there, but yet you pray for somebody else, or you pray for the work of the gospel or something like that, I believe you're wasting your time as far as those efforts go. Now, you're not wasting your time as far as having a desire to grow closer to God and having the love for others that you need to have. But you have to have in your life the combination of these things in order for your prayers to really work. You have to have good works. You have to constantly repent. You have to constantly exercise faith. I remember a story in Guideposts about a young man that was in a coma, and he told the story after he came out of this deep sleep, this coma that he was in, and it was revealed to him while he was in this coma that he was at the threshold of death and perhaps had even crossed over. But it was made known to him when he woke up. He expressed to his mother the thought that he was brought back from the edge of death because of the prayers of his family. And the Lord revealed to him that that was the reason that he was spared at that particular time, was because of those prayers of, I'm assuming, the righteous members of his family and those other prayers that were offered in his behalf. You know, when it says here, and prayeth continually without ceasing. You know, you think about that. That is difficult to do. And it's really not very realistic. I don't know of anybody, and I think it would, I just couldn't see how it would be possible to live your entire life praying continuously. And I'm talking in a literal a position here. To literally pray continuously is not what the Lord has in mind. But what he's trying to get across to us is the idea that there are many, many times in our lives where we have spare moments. We can be driving. We can be sitting there. We could be sitting there watching television. That's a spare moment. But we have many, many spare moments in our lives that we could be applying to saying a little prayer for somebody like Don and Brian, or for somebody else who we know has needs, or for the missionary efforts of the church throughout the world. Praying continually, to me, means, number one, always striving to get to give it a little more effort than what you have in the past. And I found that it really works. In just the last few weeks, I've been thinking about this particular thought and about this sermon and applying these things in my life and finding out how they really do work. And I find myself constantly much closer to God, much more often than what I used to be. When we talk to Him in every spare moment, we can't help but become closer to God. It's just a natural. It is something that will happen if you make the effort to draw closer to God, to talk to Him more often. You don't need to ask about your own personal righteousness. It will get stronger. You'll have the desire to do these things, the good works. You'll recognize the need for repentance a little more often in your life. The love of your brothers and sisters will grow stronger. It's a natural phenomenon that God has placed into effect. Over just a few pages over on page 430 in the Book of Mormon, it talks about prayer, and this is one I'm sure all of us are very familiar with. It talks about continuing in prayer and all the things that we should pray for. And there's many, many things here that it says to pray for. I'm just going to read verse 219. Yea, humble yourselves and continue in prayer unto Him. Cry unto Him when you're in your fields, yea, over all your flocks. Cry unto Him in your houses, yea, over all your household, both morning, midday, and evening. Yea, cry unto Him against the power of your enemies, Yea, cry unto him against the devil, who is an enemy to all righteousness. And the next few verses, it goes on to detail it a little more, but I'm not going to go into that right now. But it emphasizes the fact that there really isn't anything that we do that we should be doing that we shouldn't bring to the Lord in prayer. There's everything that we do, we can keep the Lord involved in it. You know, I can remember, 30 years ago when I first moved to Phoenix, I remember going over to Hubert's house and studying with him. And he told me an idea that has been with me ever since, and that is that everything that the Lord requires of us makes common sense. It just is good common sense what the Lord requires of us. And when he says, be constant in prayer and be continually in prayer, what he's telling us is that we need to spend more time in prayer, more time talking with God. It's something that is, I guarantee, is directly proportionate in the efforts that you put forth. You want to get closer to God? Talk to him more. It's in direct proportion. There's a scripture that our brother Don brought out that I'm sure some of us have memorized. It was one that was in the fifth chapter of 1 Nephi. 8 words, I think he said it was. He that is righteous is favored of God. We need to make an effort to be righteous, to overcome the things in our lives that keep us from talking to God more and becoming the righteous person that has an effectual prayer. There's many other things that we pray for. There's several scriptures that tell us to pray for laborers, for more ministry. One of the tougher prayers was one that Jesus gave us an example of. Remember in the garden when he said, he was praying that this cup may pass from him. And to a certain degree, each one of us have prayed that same type of prayer, that we could not be confronted with some of the more difficult things in life, but sometimes you have to be. Sometimes you have to do some of those things, and you're going to be confronted with things that are very difficult. We're told that we're going to have adversity throughout all of our life. And how we deal with it. Up to you and I, how we're going to have to deal with it. But God has told us that there's nothing that's going to confront us that we can't handle if we allow him to help us. But Jesus prayed, nevertheless, not my will but thine. Something that is difficult for me sometimes when I finish my prayers, I don't always say, nevertheless, thy will, not mine. Because I want him to do those things that I'm asking him for. I want him to heal the people that I can see are in so much need and so much pain. And I want those things, and it's difficult at times to say, thy will be done. But Jesus showed us that we need to do those things. Do you remember the words in the last line, the last sentence in our prayers that we offer over the sacrament? That they may always have His Spirit to be with them. This is one of those things in the prayers that we offer. When we get closer to God, God's Spirit is going to be with us in everything that we do, if we allow Him. And when we say those prayers over the emblems, I hope each one of us can remember those particular words, that we're praying for His Spirit to be with us. There's a verse in Moroni that I've probably read it many times, but it didn't sink in until just recently. It's in the 7th chapter. Starting verse 5. For behold, God hath said, a man being evil cannot do that which is good. For if he offereth a gift or prayeth unto God, except he shall do it with real intent, it profiteth him nothing. And when I thought of that, you know, I'm thinking, well, okay, perhaps I'm guilty of sometimes, from time to time, of that situation that Jesus talked about when he says, if you're going to bring your gift to the altar, first be reconciled with your brother. Perhaps I've been guilty of that a few times, and I haven't really asked for real forgiveness before I've gone to God asking for other things, for other blessings, for other people, and for guidance and direction and things like that. And that was perhaps a prayer that was offered that was to no avail because of my lack of praying right. But I went on down here to verse 8, and I read that. And likewise also it is counted evil unto a man if he shall pray and not with real intent of heart. Yea, and it profiteth him nothing, for God received none such. When I read that, it struck a little more fear into me. How many casual prayers have I offered? Prayers that might not have been heartfelt and sincere, fervent, like James tells us. Have I offered prayers that would be counted evil? Have you? If you recognize something in your life that shouldn't be there, and you're not willing to give it up, and you offer a prayer to God, are you guilty? And we're supposed to, all of our prayers, we're supposed to pray to God the Father. And we're supposed to ask Him, ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray always in the name of Jesus Christ. We can read that in John 14:6, that you ask these things in the name of Jesus. I remember a testimony once that I heard Brother Don Case give in Independence. And I'm thinking of this, thinking of some of the times where I've offered casual prayers that weren't, I guess, what you would call just serious consideration. It was just a casual prayer. And he was telling me there were times where he would he would be saying a prayer and perhaps his mind would wander. And I'm sure that's never happened to any of us. But anyway, he was offering a prayer and his mind would wander and it would just go a different direction to where he wasn't praying anymore. And he thought about this, that he wasn't really praying in the name of Jesus because he didn't finish that prayer in the name of Jesus. And he said there was a situation once, I don't remember all the details, but he was praying once and something similar to that took place. Anyway, he hadn't finished it in the name of Jesus and he got to a certain point in that prayer and maybe was starting to go off in another direction, daydreaming, and all of a sudden he said he felt. He felt a finger touch him on the back. And instantly he knew that that was a prompting of the Spirit to tell him to pray in the name of Jesus. You know, I've heard I've heard the words, and I've probably said the words many times. Oh, it's just a song service. Referring to our Wednesday evening services. And I got to thinking about the songs that are in our hymnal. All of the songs that we sing. The first 15 songs in our red hymn book. I'm sorry, the first 15 out of 20 are prayers. And the others are testimonies. Testimonies for you and me, for each other. And I hope that when we come to a song service, that we come with an attitude that we're coming to offer prayers and testimonies. Prayers to God and testimonies to each other. And I hope that we can look at song services in a new light. Now, there's been times when I've been in my car driving and I have a few moments, so I'm praying, offering a prayer. Or I might be listen to that CD that Daniel made. I listen to that a lot. And when I listen to it now, I don't listen to the harmonies, the pretty harmonies that I used to hear. I think about the words that are a prayer, the words of those songs. There's just a few of those songs that he has that are prayers. Most of them are testimonies. And as I sing along, I think about the songs that are the prayers, and I find myself praying those things now instead of just listening to music and songs. And other times when I'm just driving along and maybe not listening to that or listening to something else, and if I have a spare moment, and I'm trying to make that honest effort to spend more time in prayer. And I can't tell you how many times I've been driving along and all of a sudden somebody does something that's driving out there that upsets me. Makes me mad when I'm driving. You know, maybe some of you don't get upset or excited by some of the drivers on the road, but it bothers me maybe a little more than some people. I let it bother me a little more than some people. Or I used to. But there again, I'm making an honest effort and trying to utilize that as a time, not when I'm being interrupted in prayer by some jerk that just took my right of way and has no right to do that. But what I'm trying to do now is look for opportunities. Somebody's going to do that every time you're on the road. Somebody's going to take away your right of way or do something that they shouldn't do and that is infringing upon your rights. But if I look at that, and if you and I, we look at that as opportunities, not for them to take, but for us to give. What a difference it makes. Just a little thing like that, but be aware of opportunities, not of situations that are going to deprive you, but look for opportunities to where you can give what somebody normally might take away from you. And look at it the way that God would want, or the way that I think God looks at it. And to recognize that every time you do that, you have overcome a bad situation, a situation that kept you from getting closer to God and kept you from becoming the righteous person that you want to become, that we need to become. That's just one aspect of it, our driving. Our lives are full of opportunities that we can live this gospel. Not just telling other people about it, but showing them that the love of God is within you. And I hope that each one of us can and will look for opportunities and look for spare moments in our lives that we can talk to God a little bit more and allow Him to help us to overcome some of our weaknesses and our problems and draw a little bit closer to Him and make our prayers more effectual. And help us to become the righteous person that is favored of God.
Thank you, Brother Bill. Hymn number 277. We're going to close. close with. Please stand. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we are grateful for the opportunity we have had throughout this day to be in your house, to have the opportunity to visit with one another, to hear your word preached. We do ask, Lord, that you would strengthen us in our opportunities and our efforts to draw closer unto thee in the way that we live and in our communication. I pray, Lord, that you would give strength unto us as we have many struggles in life, many troubles, sins. Those things, Lord, which separate us from thee, I pray that you would enable us, that we could be able to put those things aside and to come closer to thee. And that we need your help and your strength, your encouragement. We do ask that you would strengthen us to accomplish your will, and that you'd give us the mindset to step forth, to face those things that we have yet to face in our lives. I do pray for our loved ones that are sick and afflicted. Lord, you know them each. The names are long, but I know that you are mindful of them. I pray especially for Jim Bartlett, that you would bless him, and that you would help him, that he would know of your presence, that he would be comforted. Be with our brothers there in Africa. Would you bless them, Lord, not only in their efforts, but bless them physically as they have many concerns, many hurts and pains. I pray that you'd also be with those who are in the valley of decision, difficult decisions, Lord. I pray that you would give them direction. I pray that you'd give them the heart to make the right decision, the desire And Lord, that you would lead them. Strengthen those whose relationships are in difficult straits. And I pray, Lord, that you would shine your light on them and help them through their troubles. I ask this night that you would continue now to bless us. We need your strength. Go with us through the remainder of this week, for we need your guidance and your help. And we ask these things in the name of Christ. Amen.